We're in Simen Mentes in Hilchas Krishna. We'll be doing Sifim Gimel and Dalet. So we begin Sif Gimel. Yesh Omrim Shach Dusha Shabiyotzer Yochid Omra Lafisha Eina Ela Sipur Devarim. The first sheet in the Mechaber, where he begins as a Yesh Omrim, holds that the Kedusha, the Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavod that we say in Birkas Krishna and the Brach of Yotzer Or can be said even by a Yochid. There's no need for a minion. Because it's a Sipur Dvorim, we're telling what happened. We're not saying that we are saying this. We're telling what the Malachim are saying. V'yesh Omrim sheyochid medalga. The second Shita, the V'yesh Omrim holds that a Yochid is to skip this. V'ein an emeris ela b'tzibur. It's a dover shebekedusha and can only be said if you have a tzibur, if you have a minion. V'yesh lochush lidivreihem. The Mechaber says, Yesh Lochush L'divreihem. By the way, this goes along with the general rule in the Mechaber. When he brings two Yesh Omrims, the Halacha is like the second Yesh Omrim. He says here, V'yesh Lochush L'divreihem, rather than saying that this is the actual Halacha, though, he says that one should be Machmer for them. V'lizor, Sheyochid Yomeno Benigun V'tamim Kekara B'Torah, what you should do is lane it with the timim of the Navi, as if you're reading the Navi. Says the Ramah now, Ukfar Pashit HaMinik Isvar Rishona. The Minig Ashkenaz seems to be like the first Minag, and that is the Yachid Omarosa. A Yachid is allowed to say it. So, based on that, it would mean that a Yachid would not have to say it with the timing. However, the Mishnah Brewer brings down that the Gra is Machmir. The Gra holds that you need a minion. However, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down a prichadash that say someone came late, he's not up to the tzibur, but there's a tzibur in shul there, that's enough to make it a tzibur. Meaning, even though you're ending up saying it after they did, nevertheless, you do not have to say it with a taimim, you're considered saying it with a tzibur. At the end, the Ramah says, Ukesha'onin kedusha zos omrim osa b'kol rom. And when you answer this Kedusha, when we say this, then you say it b'kol rom, you should say it out loud. There are actually two opinions. Are we talking about as a tzibur or as a yachid? Some say that a yachid should not say it b'kol rom. Another thing the Mishnah Berurah brings down is that this particular Kedusha is better said sitting down. L'chatchila, you should be sitting when you say it. You should be zoyer to say it while you're sitting and not standing. Altogether, the halachas of standing in Krishna, we're going to see a little more about. Sif Dalid. Now, Sif Dalid includes several different principles, and it is dealing with the issue of a shliach tzibur being motzi the tzibur. The Mechaber says, Birkas yotzer va'arvis omer im ha'shliach tzibur benachas. The Birkas Krishma of Yotzer Or, as well as the Brach of Asher B'Dvarim Arav Aravim, one is supposed to say with the Shliach Tzibur, but silently. Now, what is the source to this? This is a Tshuvas Harash that the Tur brings, that the Yosef discusses extensively, and then makes it a Sif in Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh said there that even though the Shliach Tzibur could be motzi you with Birkas Krishma, because Krishna, the shots can be motzi you with. Nevertheless, there's a chash that your mind is going to wander in the middle of it because these brachas are long. Therefore, you're best off saying it along with the Shliach Tzibur, but you should say it silently. And the Ramah is going to add this, you should end the bracha a drop earlier than him so you can answer Amen after his bracha as well. The Beis Yosef has several kashas on the tour, what he's bringing b'shem the Rosh. The first thing is, he asks the question, how is it that the Shliach Tzibur is being motzi the Tzibur? The halachi is that when it comes to davening, when it comes to Shmon Esrei, first we do our own Shmon Esrei, and then the shatz is motzi us, is that with chazaras ha-shatz. But he's not motzi us for our Shmon Esrei. He's being Mekayim for us, the din of Chazaras HaShatz, and this way we're capable of answering the Amenim, as well as saying Kedusha. Kedusha, we answer Modim, but our Shmon Esrei we say on our own. And the reason is because Tefillah is Rachmim, it is not supposed to be Motzias. What's with Birkas Kriyashma? Says the Beis Yosef, the Rosh must hold that Birkas Krishma do not get the din of tefillah for this. Even though Chazal were metakin it as a chelik of tefillah, it's only Shmoneh Esrei itself that's called tefillah. That's what we call rachami, and every person should ask for rachamim on his own. Birkas Krishma, the Shliach Tzibur, could be motzi the Tzibur with. The next question, this is not the Beis Yosef's question, but the Bir Halacha asks, what's the fear if one's mind will wander in the middle of it? It is not that the entire Nusach HaBrocha is ma'akif. So he says that there are those, I believe it's the Prima Godin, that mentions, well, if you think about other things, that's a hefsik. So he asks, even Dibur B'Shogeg may not be a hefsik. Certainly Hirur, the fact that a thought comes into your mind wanders, that is mafsik your bracha in the middle of it. He leaves that as a kasha. How could it be that in the middle being yotza bracha, if your mind wanders and you don't miss kavana on any of the words, you don't miss concentrating on any of the words that are ma'akev the bracha, and here the middle of the bracha is not ma'akev. So what should the problem be? Anyway, so it comes out lahalacha then. It comes out lahalacha then that the Shliach Tzibur could be motzi everyone in theory, but he is not because we're afraid that the mind will wander. Now let's go a little further. So the Ramah says, Agav yemar l'sayim kodim shesayim hashatz. V'yana amen achar shatz. You should answer amen after the Shliach Tzibur. So this way, if you finish a drop before him, you can answer amen. Umiyu, imlo omra rakshama mishatz yotza. Says the Ramah, if you did not say it, but you heard it from the Shliach Tzibur, you can be yotza. The brachas elu ashatz motzi ayachid. These brachas, a Shliach Tzibur, could be motzi the yachid, like the Beis Yosef said, because we do not consider this tefillah, we consider this Birkas Krishma. Af al pi shehu baki, even though the yachid is a baki. Miu ein ashatz motzi ayachid bepachas me'asara. The halacha is that the Shliach Tzibur can only be motzi the baki if you have 10 people there. Now, this is another halacha. The halacha is that in a birkas hamitzvahs, a yochid can be motzi another yochid. The halacha is that if you have two people doing the same mitzvah, one could say the bracha and be motzi the other one. Not only that, the halacha really is that even though I was already makayim my mitzvah, I can make the bracha for you. Because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh, so long as you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah, I have a chiyuv to see to it that you're mekayim your mitzvah, so I can make the bracha for you. So that the halacha is, if you're about to put on a talis, I can say the bracha of lizatev batzitzes for you. In tefillah, we said, every yachid is supposed to say it himself. If you're an ein baki, then the shliach tzibur could be motzi you if there are asara. Here, in Birkas Krishna, we're finding something in between. We're finding that you can be motzi a person, even though he's a baki, but you need asara. Where does that halacha come from? Exactly which brachas are there that you need a minyan in order to be motzi a baki? So these are brachas that are considered not birkas on mitzvahs, but tefillah, but not enough tefillah for us to say that every yachid has to say it on his own, unless he's an ein baki. So what is included in this class? So Lamaisa, we say that Birkas Krishna is considered tefillah, so that you can, and not Birkas HaMitzvah, so that you cannot be motzi the yachid. You can only be motzi the yachid baki if you have a minyan. And the Levush adds that Birkas HaShachar get the same halacha. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down, that Birkas HaShachar gets the same halacha according to the Levush, whereby if you are a baki, the only way that someone else could be motzi you in Birkas HaShachar is if there's a minyan. The reason why we are knowing, say on Shavuos morning, that one person is motzi others is because we say either there's a minyan there, and if there is no minyan, then we say that the brachas that are suffic, if you can make them after being up all night, for that you're considered an eino baki. So going back to the halachas of Birkas HaShachar, it doesn't apply to all the Birkas HaShachar. You're not an eino baki on all the Birkas HaShachar. You're only an eino baki on the bracha of Hamavir Shena, as well as the bracha of Elokai Neshama and Birkas HaTorah. But as far as the other brachas are concerned, the halacha is that one could say them in the morning. So ba'asora, someone could be motzi even a baki. Whereas if you don't have asora, then he should only be motzi in the brachas that you're mistopic in, but in the brachas that you are allowed to make, you're supposed to make them yourself. unless someone is really confused and we're afraid that he's really an Eino Baki for everything because he's not going to know what someone is being motzi with him with, what someone has to be motzi him with, and what someone doesn't have to be motzi him with. Then we go further in the Shulchan Aruch. V'lo yana omein achar siyam abocher b'yamo Yisrael b'yava mishum dave hefzik. The Mechaber Shita is that you're not allowed to be mafzik between Birkas Krishma and Shema. It's like every other mitzvah where you cannot be mafzik between the bracha and the mitzvah itself. So according to the Mechaber, you should not be mafzik. The Ramah will later tell us, and he sends us there now, that the right thing is to answer Amen after Abocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Yava. He holds that the brachas are, although the tikkun of the bracha was around Kriyashma, these are not brachas on Kriyashma. It's not like a Birkas HaMitzvahs, and therefore you're allowed to be mafsik, and there's an inyan of answering Amen. The Mishnah Brura's hachravo is that the best thing to do really is to finish together with the shliach tzibur, and this way you cannot answer Rami. This way you're yotza both the mechaber as well as the Ramah. But halacha lemaisa, if you finish before the shliach tzibur, the halacha is for a Sfardi you do not answer after Abocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Yava, and for an Ashkenazi one does. Just to conclude the halachas of when you can be motzi somebody else, if the person is a baki, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokis, which he's going to go into detail later. If brachas other than the bracha on pas v'yayin, brachas other than on bread and wine, if one person could be motzi another person if he is a baki. So if you have a suffix, if you have to make the bracha or not, someone could be motzi you. But on brachas other than pas v'yayin, he really brings down later that Mirtz Hashem, when we get there, we'll see that there are two days if you could be motzi a yachid with the other brachas. And even in pas v'yayin, you could only be motzi him if there is a kvias over there, something that Mirtz Hashem will be seeing then too.